Hello, and welcome once again to the ALS Association Greater Philadelphia Chapter Podcast. My name is Tony Heil, the Communication Director here at the Greater Philadelphia Chapter. If you've been listening to our podcast in the past, you can hear stories from researchers like Dr. Jill Yersak, patient advocates like Matt Bellina, and people who are leading patient services like assistive technology specialist Elisa Brownlee. We're happy that we can provide a wide range of perspectives because ALS has a lot of different parts to it, worth in terms of how it affects a person living with a disease, caregivers, family members, and the greater community. And we hope that you can use this podcast as an educational tool and then take it to the next level and help get involved in an event, donating online, volunteering, or advocating. Before we start this podcast with my friends Nina Kelly and Donna Cleary, I want to mention that you can get involved today at www.alsphiladelphia.org, where you can donate directly or find out volunteer opportunities and local events. And of course, as always, you can sign up for a walk to defeat ALS. There's 7 walks upcoming in the spring and then fall, and you can go there at www.gpcwalktodefeatals.org. That's GPC for Greater Philadelphia Chapter. And this spring, we have walks in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Lakewood, New Jersey, Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, and then a few more in the fall, plus the upcoming Phillies Festival, plus a lot of other things, and many of those we're going to talk about today. So again, like I said, we have our guests, our Nina Kelly, who is a friend of ours whose husband Mark is living with ALS, and Donna Cleary, annual giving manager here at the Greater Philadelphia Chapter. Nina and Donna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tony. Nice to be here.
I guess instead of us, thanks for joining me. And I'm at your house, so I'm joining you. So Nina, you're the one here has the personal connection to ALS, though Donna's connections have become more personal through this. Tell me how ALS came into your life.
Well, tragically, it has come into my life through my husband. About 5.5 years ago, Mark, my husband, was diagnosed with ALS. It took a long time to get diagnosed, so we had a path that was very difficult to find out what the disease was. And I believe that to be somewhat common and very stressful, obviously, to not know what is affecting your loved one. So after the diagnosis, the doctor who diagnosed Mark gave us the name of the ALS clinic in Philadelphia, and that started our path to all the great help that we get through the clinic and the Greater Philadelphia ALS Association. It's really an amazing amount of support we get through the association.
And how old was Mark when he was diagnosed?
Mark was 44, just about to turn 45.
Very young, and younger and then a lot of other folks. And you didn't know anything about ALS before then,
no,
right?
I think a lot of other people. I had read Tuesdays with Maury, so I had that little bit of knowledge of it obviously being a devastating disease. And while we were with the first neurologist, my words came out of my mouth that I was terrified of ALS, obviously knowing it was a terminal disease. Again, mostly through that book and some other references, maybe in literature, that I got that. And knowing Lou Gehrig's story, obviously, and the pride of the Yankees, I think that's a lot of people's frame of reference, Lou Gehrig. So a lot of times when I tell people what he has, I do reference Lou Gehrig's disease because it brings it into a frame of reference for people.
And so Donna, our annual giving manager, you have been involved with other causes before, but you didn't know much about ALS before you started with this, right? It hadn't affected your life.
I had heard of ALS. I didn't know the particulars about the disease. I didn't even really know that it was a fatal disease. And however, when I started with the chapter in November of 2010, I got my ALS 101 and found out all the details. And through working and meeting patient families, especially making good friends like Mark and Nina, learned more, and I've grown connected to the chapter more so than I would have thought could happen, and if they become like family.
So you were probably like a lot of other people that have worked at our chapter and other chapters, and that you were in the car trying to pronounce amyotrophic a lot of times.
Exactly.
How do you say it?
Well, that's how you say it, amyotrophic. It'll be a Jeopardy word.
Right.
So not only, Nina, did you not know much about ALS, but you didn't know about the services that could exist. So have you been able to get you've been able to get a lot of benefits.
Absolutely.
Because of that.
Absolutely. I think we, you know, say the words, we don't know what we don't know. So not understanding the progression and what the things we would need. So we didn't really need a wheelchair right away, but canes and walking, you know, aids and hints and physical therapy and occupational therapy and speech complications that would come later. All those things and the durable goods that go with them to help. We would have had no idea, and we would have been lost in a drift without the association, quite honestly, from social work to and the social worker Melissa was fabulous helping us deal with even Medicare and disability, and it was so overwhelming that there were times that the infrastructure or problems with it were worse than or compounded this horrifying disease way worse. And to have, and I use the phrase, I have angels everywhere, and everyone at the association is an angel to us, they would swoop in and say, this is how to do it. Follow these instructions. I will be your advocate. I will help you sort this out. These are some helpful tips, whether it was the human connection or showing me the right way online, information to read, other people to help, and you know, the social worker, psychologist, Jennifer to help Mark deal with all this, the stress of it, meditation, different hints. And so, again, everywhere we turned, there was someone to help us and still do. But that beginning part was crucial because you're just completely overwhelmed and you don't know where to turn.
Well, and I think you were inferring, too, that you have needs you don't know about until it happens.
Completely.
And they are often urgent needs. If you go through insurance, get a wheelchair, that can take months.
Right.
And I can't imagine that you have months to wait
no.
to use a wheelchair.
No. We would, so there's the program to borrow from the loaner closet, and that really worked well. Again, waiting I think it took almost a year to get the chair he eventually needed to kind of be built to him. It took a long time. It took time to get it approved, to be paid for, things like that. So, sorting through the Medicare to get breathing help or, you know, cough assist to, I didn't even know I needed it, let alone that we could get help to get it. We have something now I call a lazy Mark. It's like a lazy Susan, but I can stand him on it and then help turn him and get him into bed. So it's almost a transfer thing. Again, I had no idea. And Gail helped me and showed me online, and with a click of a button, it was ordered and I had it. So types of things like that with the loaner closet. And again, Tony, like you referenced, I didn't really realize I was going to need so much help taking care of him because I do work outside the home full time. And I can't say enough about the Abrams in-home health, in-home care for Mark. We did utilize it for a certain amount of time, and it was just such a relief to have someone to turn to help take care of him for a little bit.
And if you want to, you can learn more about that Howard I. Abrams in-home care program on one of our recent podcasts, and that's on iTunes at ALS Philadelphia or at www.alsphiladelphia.org/podcast with Jeff Abrams. So in order to make these programs a reality, and you listed, I don't know, maybe like 20-plus things, we have to fund them somehow.
That's right.
And so, Donna, that's part of your job, is working with people like Nina and Mark and then a lot of others to raise awareness and raise some funds so that we can create this wealth of services, because there's never enough.
Correct. Absolutely. And everything that the ALS Association provides is through fundraised dollars. So that's why it's really important. We have our walks every year, which are a big help. And then also we look to individuals, we look to grant funding. And that is one of the ways I first connected with Nina. I was only with the chapter for about a week. And I attended the annual luncheon, which is a fundraising luncheon, but it's a time that we honor different people who have done outstanding things for the association. And I met Nina and Mark, and she immediately gave me her card to help in any way that she could with fundraising. And she introduced me to a foundation that has assisted us for the last 5 years with our durable medical equipment. So that's been a tremendous help. And there are times, even though we lend the equipment, there's times that we need more because someone always needs another piece of equipment, or we refurbish it, but we might need another piece. So that's been a tremendous help. And
we were at the one event that we were together to accept a grant, and at the table, Donna started talking to another woman who actually had some things they wanted to donate because they had extra walkers and canes.
That's right.
And this.
Mm-hmm.
And Donna's like, "We'll take them." So, you know, again, through communications and networking and reaching out to other organizations, it always really helps greatly with any fundraising activities and awareness.
And when Donna started, that was almost five years
yes.
ago now. ALS was still relatively new to you then.
Yes.
You hadn't been around this for a long time, and yet you were really going full force, I guess, from the start.
Correct. I think for me, and I think it's this way for a lot of people, to feel like you can do something is very empowering, and it feels like ALS is not defeating you or your loved one. So to do something is helping in the fight. So to me, that is crucial. To be honest, it's a little harder now. The more Mark needs me, I can't put as much in the time and effort, but I still try as much as I can because it's really what makes me feel like I'm fighting and I'm honoring him and I'm helping him and others. Because quite honestly, right now we don't use the Abrams, but we did at the time we needed it. But I know there's people that are going to move into it, so I still want to help raise money for that program. I want to start to make sure that money goes towards a cure also. And I know that that's an agenda item for the association also, and very near and dear and close to my heart, that before in my lifetime, it might not be Mark's, but in my lifetime and ours as peers, I'm hoping that we can say that Lou Gehrig's is now named for a cure, not a disease.
And it wasn't, you were still new to it. You got really involved right away.
Absolutely. And that's wonderful. And it's very inspiring to me in my job, how family members help in that way. And connections do make a big difference, such as, Nina helping me with the Mushroom Festival grant. And also there's other connections to different, corporation and businesses. When people know other people, that makes a big difference in getting funding, not only getting funding, but spreading more awareness about the disease. So we accept and appreciate any help that a family member
right.
can give us.
And again, to know what even outlets there are, because I didn't even understand about the corporate giving program, but if friends of Mark say, you know, my company might match whatever, I just know I can call Donna and say, get over there. They'll, you know, you can speak at their, you know, lunchtime or put brochures up or do whatever. And, you know, the communication, again, is crucial that we all understand what's available and move forward with the agenda we all have. And that's to raise enough money to eventually defeat ALS.
And so Nina was talking about how getting involved right away was empowering because the disease is so devastating and you want to feel empowered. And so Donna, in your role, your job is to raise money, but hopefully in that time you also can get a sense of your giving that empowerment to people to share their stories and know that you can go back to someone like Nina and say, because of you, we raised X amount of dollars, or because of you, Heather, and another appeal, we're getting this done. So Do you see that as part of your goal every day?
Yes, absolutely. And I found that it brings me closer to people and forming better relationships. And when we've tried to spread the word a little bit more and in different ways and to reach all the audiences that we can, I've gone back to families and they've always been so thrilled to help and just feel a part of that. And
right.
And that makes me feel even more connected. And it's just such a warm feeling to be able to help it with such a devastating disease in any way that we can.
Right. And just a personal story of someone that was very inspiring to me is Patty Lake Quinn, who you both know very well. Very ironically, for about 15 years, Mark and I went to a Beef and Beer previous to his being diagnosed for ALS. And again, the background was it was ALS. Oh, you know, nice cause, sure, we'll go. But we went because Billy Lake, who it's for, had passed away, and he was a friend's cousin. So when we got diagnosed, Patty reached out to us also and really was such a godsend, another angel of support, of getting us associated with the association again, telling us everything there was, being there personally, helping, because she lived through exactly what the path we were on. And again, her tie to the association, she's a great supporter and just a wonderful, wonderful person. And it was a huge help to us to have her support. And then again, moving right into the association.
Well, and you said you were going to that event for a long time, and ALS was really in the background.
Exactly. It was beef and beer.
Right.
For a good cause, but it was beef and beer, and for someone's cousin who died. Oh, he died of ALS. It was not as personal as certainly it is now.
Well, and that kind of goes to a point we were talking about recently with our events coordinator, Ashley Hendricks, who helps organize our third-party or community partner events, is that events don't have to be as complicated as it might sound when you're a first-time organizer.
Correct.
Just like any of these appeals. And Donna, even though you're not an events person, you help with people's events for these
causes.
Yes, I
do. Right.
It could be something that people are going to do anyway.
Right.
And you've done some events with golf outing or beef and beer or whatnot.
Yep.
So a lot of that, I'm sure, sounds daunting from the start, mm-hmm. and then you realize you can do it.
Right, and you can do it, and you never do it alone. I love the step up to the plate to defeat ALS. So it's, you know, a day that's chosen, and you pick a restaurant and the ones that we've partnered with, and you say, I'm going to dinner this night, and then 20% or whatever the restaurant has negotiated goes to the association. People are going to eat out anyway. It's not extra money. It works out well. We've done bake sales. When my neighborhood has a garage sale, we've done bake sales, and you can raise a few $100. Never price the brownies. Just say it's a donation going to Lou Gehrig's disease, and people just give you money, and you'll raise well more than if you, you know, put that 50 cents on a brownie. So we've raised several $100 at bake sales. Again, it goes either into our walk fund or right to the association. One of our great partners for me has been Chick-fil-A. You just simply do a Chick-fil-A night, call it a spirit night. They'll let you put little bowls out that have Lou Gehrig's picture on it, given a speech, and the people give their change, as well as they'll donate a percentage of that night's funding. So you can find partners that are super easy to do. And again, the association will help you. Ashley's great. The walks are a great way. We have a walk every year. We have had for the last five. Kelly's Heroes is our team. Easy to make a team. People want to be engaged. Everyone that has that personal connection, all of Mark's friends and family want to help. And I'm sure it's that way with a lot of people. And it's very surprising. At walks, I've met really nice boys in fraternities. And fraternities have to give back to the community. And some of them, that was just what they chose. So I think that those are great ways to get engaged. If your kids are in college, I know Westchester University, where my kids are. I've talked to them about getting engaged and helping the association. So it really, there's great ways to do it that don't take a lot of time and effort, and people do want to help.
And once they get exposed to it the first time, whether at a fraternity or school or just at a beef and beer going for fun,
right.
they realize the severity of the disease and
Correct.
Hopefully what the chapter can provide.
Correct.
It kind of drives home the seriousness and they get very connected. And I'm sure that you've both seen that in your different roles.
Absolutely.
Right. And in fact, this past year, I got to go to a high school that is in New Jersey, where they started doing a kind of like it was a dance-a-thon, and they do it all through the night, and it's well chaperoned, but they raised $32,000 for us this year.
My God.
And it all started because one of the teachers had ALS, and the community service person wanted to start it, and it's just continued year after year. And I had the pleasure of meeting the young kids this year, and they were just so full of enthusiasm. So it's just wonderful.
It's amazing. And a very personal story too for Donna and I of last year at our dinner to accept the grant from the Mushroom Association, I was asked to speak. So they asked one of the grantees to speak. So it was my turn and I spoke. And after I was done, the gentleman, the MC, came up and said that the woman whose family started this whole mushroom festival and all almost 30 years ago is diagnosed with ALS. and he could barely get it out. He was choking back. Mm-hmm. So the personal connection, and it happened to be the year I was speaking, and this whole, you know, story was just such a astounding, you know, not coincidence, but I think everything is a plan, but amazing that this has touched that community so greatly. And the kindnesses that they've shown us, when I first reached out and asked them about giving, they were like, oh, Philadelphia, I don't think so. And I said, well, it's Greater Philadelphia. And there's people in Chester County and Delaware County combined. And Donna did a great job in proving how many patients are helped, what kind of services they need. And that's really what got us the grant, was Donna's hard work. And that this is this organization, you know, getting money and knowing that they wanted to help community members. And certainly Mark was a prime example of a community member greatly helped by the association.
Getting those grants is not necessarily easy. I mm-hmm. like to joke sometimes that our motto should be for fundraising, ALS bad, money good. But we haven't gotten that approved by anyone.
Yeah, darn.
But I know Donna gets a lot of data. So, and we, our chapter supports people with ALS, over 850 in Eastern Pennsylvania, all the way to the New York border, Central and Southern New Jersey, and all of Delaware. And Donna, you find grants all over the place, from places big and small, and they all add up.
Absolutely. And I research different areas. A lot of times, small communities, especially like the Mushroom Foundation, like to cover a particular area. But it will benefit us in the long run, because especially like for something like durable medical equipment, we can refurbish it and then we can give it out to the community, a patient who needs it later on. So it's a community foundation is never too small enough to request funding from, because what we use in that community will help us to dispense our funds in another area of our large service area. So anytime I can get a connection or anyone who knows a different contact,
right. And can always leverage money too. I love to donate when it says that someone's matching. I just feel like my little $100 becomes $200 in a blink of an eye. And I love that. And I know that there's ways that, you know, companies could match. Again, you know, Donna's really good at that. And if anyone knows of companies that will do it, to reach out to the association would be a tremendous help for all of us dealing with the disease. Our walk, like we mentioned, I have a friend's daughter who was in my walk team, you know, raised over $2,000, a beautiful young girl, Allie. I love her to death. And she just worked so hard to raise over $2,000. And, you know, wants nothing, hugs Mark that day, just shining, beautiful face. Again, it's empowering. You feel like you help, and you're certainly helping him who you love so much. But please always remember, you're helping a huge community of people when you help the ALS Association.
So you got to look for all sorts of places. And like you said, you know, there, if whether you're getting $1,000 in Philadelphia, it's going to go to a person there, or in Tioga County, there's some way it's going to help someone locally. And that's your job, is finding those numbers and saying, you know, we know that there's a person here and there. And to you, Donna, it's no longer finding those numbers, but those numbers mean people. They mean faces. They mean names. And you end up becoming getting connections through them that become more personal than you first started.
That's very true. I've reached out to people as far north as our, you know, our service area goes, and as far south as well. And just getting to know those people, and there is, unfortunately, there is every county just about has a person living with ALS. So no matter where a foundation may be located, having some funding support from that area will benefit in some way.
And getting that funding support helps by getting people like Nina who have some sort of local personal connection, because you can't, it's hard to just go and say, hi, I'm Donna. Most of the time they don't know who you are. But if you're able to say, I'm Donna and here's Nina who's a neighbor, suddenly it's a more effective conversation. And that's true with anything.
That's very true. And there are so many worthwhile nonprofits in the area and or anywhere, and just to have someone who knows, who can put in a good word or explain what the association does makes a big difference. And that's why I'm always looking for a connection to help with that, because you can write a beautiful grant and you can explain everything that your organization does. But when there is such a great demand for funding to support, it's always a benefit to have someone who will be your co-sponsor.
Sure. And that made me think that our children have been great advocates, and our daughter has written both in high school and in college essays. One, when she was a sophomore, when Mark was first diagnosed, the teacher, instead of asking, "What did you do this summer?" they asked the essay to be, "What do you believe?" And Elisa's paper was, "I believe in a cure," and it was about ALS and her father. And when I shared it with the association, I know you were instrumental in this, is, you know, putting it online, putting it out there. She got a beautiful note from Brian Cutler in the Pennsylvania State House of Representatives, because he had a very personal connection to ALS. And so many people donated honor of Mark and Elisa's beautiful words. So I think that sometimes those stories touch, you don't always think, I mean, we certainly say, "Oh my God, it's my husband," or "Elisa's my father," but to know that it affects so many people, all the people Mark worked with, every one of them now, ALS is on their radar. They think about it. They want to help. The Ice Bucket Challenge last year, what a great way to get the awareness out there. And when Mark first got diagnosed, a very good friend of mine who actually does help the association, Karen Crane, she said to me, "How do we do it? What do we do to make it less dreadful?" And when the Ice Bucket Challenge said, I said, "Karen, why didn't we think of it?" All it took was a little bucket of ice water. But that's what we were looking for. We were looking for the way to take this horrifying thing and humanize it and get the word out. And that's what happened at the right time, at the right place, for Pete Freight's family and friends to do this Ice Bucket Challenge. And all of a sudden we were and are the rock star of charities. And last year when I moved my daughter in college and we had some ALS t-shirts on for the walk, people were like, "Oh, I did the Ice Bucket Challenge." And if it was a year before that, people would have been like, "What's that?" They wouldn't have known. So it was a tremendous wave, and we're looking to keep riding it.
And like you said, people of all ages and backgrounds can make a difference. It sounds like when you hear the word grant funding, mm-hmm. where you look at how much things cost, whether mm-hmm. it's, you know, $1 million for research mm-hmm. or $30,000 for a power wheelchair, like, I can't raise that much money. But whether they raise $1,000 themselves as a young person mm-hmm. or they tell their story to be part of a grant writing process or to be an advocate on Capitol Hill or Harrisburg, everyone has a lot of power. And that's part of our job, is to give them the opportunity to use that power.
And every penny helps. So Mark has loved to tell this story, and I told it at the Mushroom Dinner, and it's in Elisa's essay, that little boys up the street, two little boys, 7 and 5, had a lemonade stand. And they came down and knocked on the door, and Mark was walking at the time on a cane, and he looked out the peephole and he couldn't see anything. So he waited and heard the knock again. And then he finally opened the door, and they were real low because they're little boys. And they handed him an envelope with about $57 in it and said that they had their lemonade stand for Mark and to make sure that he can help fight ALS. And it went into our walk, and we get to put it on the scroll to thank them. And they were thrilled to see their name. And we mentioned it over and over. And Mark looked at me and said, "I never want them to get it." And that's really where it is at this point. If not in Mark's lifetime, the fight will always go on in my heart and my family's and everyone who loves Mark, that if we don't do anything now that can help him, we're certainly going to make sure that beautiful little kids like Justin and Drew never have to live with this. Never.
Well, and not only are you saying that they'll hopefully never have to live with ALS, but that they'll always have that great sense of power and charity that they had from a young age. I mean, that's something that, you know, we're able to, as the families, to nurture that, people of all ages. And, you know, you can start that whether you're at 2 years old or 20 years old or 50 years old, start nurturing that relationship so that people are getting involved. And Donna, you've met a lot of young people throughout your work because of families. And it's always a cool thing. We in the office will share stories of, "Oh, you should see this young person," or maybe not even young, but, you know, all these people who never did this before who are so excited.
Right. That's correct. And it's been such a wonderful experience for me. Just, I've visited several high schools and elementary schools and even at the walks, getting to meet some of the kids and their enthusiasm. And you're right, Tony, it does empower them, and hopefully they will take that with them to continue the charitable, philosophy throughout their life. And we're so glad that unfortunately they may be connected to the disease, but that they are helping out. This past year at the Greater Philadelphia Walk, after the Ice Bucket Challenge, and we did have several walk teams, I believe, that just came on board because they wanted to help this cause that they were now aware of because of the Ice Bucket Challenge. And I met a group of young women from University of Arts, and they were just so excited to help and form this team. And they said they're going to continue to come back, well, at least while they're in school, and hopefully that we find an end to this disease. And so any age is a wonderful sure. help.
And any background of person who would want to help us. And when I mentioned Patty Lake, too, I have to mention Ellen Phillips, the head of the association, who single-handedly, I think, you know, brought this phenomenal organization to being, again, through her personal connection, and brought the Phillies in, who, again, we have to mention as such great supporters of our association and help with us, and every walk of person in that organization. From I've met Lynn Montgomery, who's magnificently lovely, and down to players who are so fabulous to us. What they do and their commitment really speaks to how important it is that this organization would be that for however 30 years now,
31 years, 31
years, be the main charity of the Phillies. And the funny thing is to see people who, a lot like we were with the Beef and Beer, they go to maybe our Phillies Festival, or they support because they see the Phillies, and oh, it helps people. But really, if they only knew how much it helps, that they're really lifesavers and angels because they do this for us. And again, all because of Ellen. So again, that empowerment, that she didn't let it defeat her. She didn't let it kill her family. She lets that legacy go through. And I feel like there's times Ellen's family and Patty's family, and I hope my family is like that, that we're inspirations to people. I often meet people who are newly diagnosed that want to talk, and I love to do that because, one, it helps me to give, and two, I hope it does help them also.
And from the Mushroom Festival locally to the Philadelphia Phillies, but also locally, it's something you point out that it's a sincerity there. They're not just doing it so they can have a press release.
Right.
And really, in my opinion, from working with the Phillies, they undersell themselves a lot in terms of how great the work they do. But Donna and Nina, both of you, from the things you've done, you see that people really do want to help.
Absolutely.
It's solidified my opinion that people are mostly good, that they like the opportunity to do good things for others.
Right. And they ask, how can I help? Right. And I think that the good news about the association is it people can very quickly see how it benefits us. And that's your good job, Tony and Donna, that you do to show services through things like the podcast, through your website, through Facebook, and all the information that's out there that younger people can connect with. I know my kids and I've gone to the Young Friends, maybe going to the Phillies games or to an event or, you know, something that's engaging. And again, if young people can see that they're making a difference, because let's face it, people now are really good at giving and caring and being charitable, and they see good role models to do it. I know when the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio and, you know, people like that, you know, $100,000. I was like, oh, thank you. And when people like that star, maybe they're going to do it too, even if it's a much smaller amount. So I think that engagement and that idea that today we all need to care for each other. I love Ellen DeGeneres. She's done a great job with the Ice Bucket. She's done a great job with keeping the name out there and saying it can't stop. Just because the Ice Bucket isn't the big thing of the week, this disease still is. And she's brought people on the show, a Pittsburgh firefighter that can't afford to live without his paycheck. And every other firefighter, and your husband's a firefighter, in that organization works an extra day so he can get his pay and get his health insurance. And Ellen puts him on face front and center, and everybody sees it. And again, they care, they're empowered, they know that all of us with the disease, living with the disease, need support and help. And again, without the association, would be lost.
And that's nice of you to say about Donna and I, but we wouldn't be able to do our jobs if it weren't for people like you willing to help out. If Donna just went around saying, here's the number of people with ALS and handed out numbers, it's not as effective as telling those stories, right? You share that heart with people.
Absolutely. One of the things that I must say about the entire staff at the ALS Association is that I've just working with them is everyone is engaged in helping. Mm-hmm. And that is what is another rewarding aspect of my job, to be able to help to raise money, but to see every person that you work with is just as dedicated to helping to find a cure or what we can do to make life easier for our ALS patients. So that engagement goes a long way.
Right.
And we've all formed lasting relationships with ALS patient families,
right,
because they become important to us, and it's just a wonderful feeling.
Gail, one of the nurses, great woman, and we love her. We end up finding out that we are very good friends with her roommate from college. So fast forward to the walk this year, and that roommate is there, our friend. I think she's there for Mark. She's there because the man she's dating, his brother has ALS.
Oh, okay.
So, and when I saw Gail, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and Gail's like, are we treating him at the clinic? I said, yes, this is his name. You know, so there's this whole synergy of it can happen to anyone, and I hate to even think it, but it can happen to anyone, any age, any walk of life. It's very indiscriminate. It is a killer. It's horrifying, and we want to defeat it. And to feel like we are defeating it, that's again why I feel so proud to work with you, so much the need to work with you and to help end it.
So you're obviously very excited to be involved and happy to be involved. And Donna, you feel the same way with staff relations. So let's tell people how they can do it. What would you recommend in terms of someone, maybe how you felt the first time, overwhelmed by the disease?
Right.
Or maybe they just have a friend that has it, or they know someone in the past and they care about the
right
disease, or the Ice Bucket Challenge, raise awareness. What would you both recommend that people should do starting now to make a difference?
Well, as far as on my end, as far as fundraising, get in touch with us. We'll help you to do a community of what we call a community partner event, something that people gather together their own little fundraising event. If you know someone connected to government or that may give us a contact for a foundation, or that you want to, I also do workplace giving. So if you know anybody who is, who may be connected to help us get into your workplace, or if there's matching funds, things like that, we can always use. And even when I go out and meet patient families, if you like to be on camera, or if you like to participate in anything like that, we always want to hear stories to share them with others so that they can learn more about the disease and more about what we do to help.
Yes.
And so before you go, Nina, I just think it's interesting to point out that in all of what you said, Donna, none of what you said was just write a big check.
Right.
It was all use your...
But we'll take it.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, every dollar, like you said, makes
right
a difference. But you're, like you said, you know, share your story, share your background, share your connections, you know, and make you just share of your time and effort as much as anything else,
right,
because that's invaluable.
I think, too, there's ways to get the money that isn't writing just the big check. Like I mentioned, the Chick-fil-A, the Amazon program is such a simple way. Obviously, near holidays, you do it more. But if people don't know, you can go on Amazon, and when you buy, you can sign up for the money to go to the association. And I do it all the time. And because I've done it, it reminds me.
Yeah.
So because I'm senile and I always remember, it'll say you've donated before to ALS by just clicking here. And I make sure I buy anything through Amazon with that charity in mind.
Yeah, I do the same thing. It's
too.
The Amazon Smile program.
Amazon
I have
Smile.
icon on my Google Chrome browser. So now when I buy something, it's like, oh, right, great. I should do that.
Don't forget.
And you would think I would remember all the time.
That's right. But you don't. But do that right away. Go do it now. Also sign up to get our newsletter, which Tony does such a fabulous job with.
True.
Like us on Facebook. And I'm horrifying because I don't have a personal Facebook. But I do look at it all the time. Make sure you're engaged with the association because you'll find out other things to see and do that benefit the association. The matching program is fabulous. And there's always, the Abrams family is so wonderful and charitable and giving. And that program is so fabulous. So if you see anything that's matching, remember that even $10 becomes $20. $100 becomes $200. Different events to come to, go to, support in any way you can. Awareness, please just engage with the association, stay in tune, learn about all of our families that have patients in the family, and please just keep us in your prayers, support this fabulous association, and help us strike out ALS once and for all.
So that's what people can do if it's the first time getting involved. We're a quarter of the way through 2015, I guess about that, maybe even a third of the way now.
Yeah.
But so what are you looking forward to doing this year? Because both of you, there's a lot to do between April and December. You know, what ways are you going to be involved?
Well, we do have an annual golf outing at Penn Oaks Golf Club. We also have a walk team, Kelly's Heroes. So I don't think we have our November date yet for the walk for
not
us.
Yet.
When the Eagles schedule comes out, right? We get our walk. It's usually the first Saturday in November, but look for the Greater Philadelphia Walk to Defeat ALS at Citizen Bank Park. It's a really great event.
And even though we don't have the date yet, you can still sign up a walk team at www.greaterphiladelphiawalktodefeatals.org or gpcwalktodefeatals.org for any walk.
Right. And we always go to Patty Lake's events, and she has two great events a year, a basketball event in the fall, and just this a week ago, she had a beef and beer for March Madness. So we always support Patty, and we're out at her events, and we do our Chick-fil-A event. We do a little bake sale here. Again, we watch always for the matching monies. And the step up to the plate, I think, is going to come up later in the spring. So the association does a great job. So if you get a walk and you have a team, they'll offer many ways to support. The California Pizza Kitchen fundraiser is a great way. Again, just have to go out that night and eat pizza. And everybody likes pizza and they donate some monies. So all those partners who are really good to the association, we like to promote all year long. The Mushroom Festival comes up the weekend after Labor Day. And with any monies they raise do go to charitable events, and the association is one of those. So I work closely with that organization as I'm in tourism promotion. I know my work, we are taking an ad in the Phillies Festival book. So any of you that we might be, I'm not sure if we're at a deadline, but there are ways that the association reaches out that might actually help your company. We look at it like all those thousands of people that come to the association, to the Phillies Festival, we can speak to in that ad book. So there's great ways to get engaged. Again, your workplace, your friends, your family, whether you have the personal connection or hopefully now you have a personal connection with the Kelly family, please reach out and help any way you can this year with us.
Yeah, if you can make a name for your business, why not connect it to the ALS Association? There's nothing wrong there. You're donating to a great cause,
right,
and letting people know that you have a company doing it.
That's right.
So that's what Nina's doing. And that sounds exhausting to me. And I work at it every day, all the stuff you're going to do. Donna, what's your job going to entail from now through the end of the year? You don't have to give every day's events.
Oh, rats. No, I'd be happy to go out and meet with people. I also love individual donations. There is a nice part of the position to accept checks to help the cause. And I will also be visiting with some corporations to ask about workplace giving. I'll be seeking additional foundation support, so I'll be doing things like that, visiting with patient families to get to know them better. And if there's anyone that has would like to donate to the organization and wants some more information, I'll be happy to meet with you. Just get in touch with me.
Well, and Donna's underselling herself as usual, because she's also going to be going to our Pennsylvania Advocacy Day and again Harrisburg. She'll be at the Phillies Festival on June 1st. She'll be at a more than half of the Walk to Defeat ALS events we have. She's going to be at the ALS Express that's coming up in late May, and she will be involved in the many other events and mailings and appeals, Giving Tuesday in November. So,
thank you, Tony.
It's nice. Of course, Donna will be meeting with people individually.
You told me not to take up too much. No,
yeah. That's true. But Donna is involved in many of those things. So, just generally pointing out that there's a lot of ways to get involved all year round. So there's a lot to look forward to, a lot to feel hopeful for.
Right. Wear our red bands. We all have our red bands that defeat ALS that just sometimes people look. I was at a Wawa and I looked at the young man and he had one on and I could tell it was an ALS one. And I looked at him and he went, "My grandma." And so you look at it and you know why that person has it on. So many of our friends have them. And again, it's a little thing, but it makes me every day when I touch it, I realize what Mark's going through. It's nothing at all that I can even imagine. And if in any little way I can help by helping the association help him, again, empowering the way to fight and to not let it win.
Ron, you said it best. There's a lot of events coming up, but the one thing you can do, anyone can do, is empower people through sharing of yourself and your time and your story and making those connections. So thanks, Donna, and thanks, Nina, for sharing your connections and making a difference all year round. Again, you can get involved in many, many ways at www.alsphiladelphia.org. Sign up for a walk team at www.gpcwalktodefeatals.org. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, at ALS Philadelphia. Thank you, Nina and Donna, for sharing your stories today.
Thank
Glad
you
to be
too.
Here.